Ayin Ches Amid Beis. Let us just go over quickly the Mishnah, and then we'll start from the Gemara that we are up to. Here in the Mishnah, Charit Shebein Beis Chatzeres Omek Yud V'Roichev Dalet Ma'arvin Shnayim V'Ein Ma'arvin Echot. He says a Charit that's 10 Tvachim deep, and there's it is 4 Tvachim wide. It's less than 4 Tvachim. One can step over the Charit. It's not considered a barrier between the two Chatzeres. But if you have a Reichiv Dalet, Ma'arv and Shnaim, so then they can only make two separate Erevin, Ba'im, Ma'arv and Echo. Afilu Molei Kasha Tevin, even if it's filled up with Kasha Tevin, it's not considered a meat and it's not considered a steam. It's considered we still have the Dover Hamabdal Ba'im Beis Achatzeres. Molei Ofarei Tzreiris, but what is if the Charitz was filled up with Ofarei Tzreiris, is then it is considered a stime, so it's considered that each chotzer is poretz b'miluai to the other chotzer, is ma'al echad v'ein ma'al v'shnayim. Then, they're mechuyiv to make one erev, in order to be muta to be metalful, in Shabbos. Nosan olov neser, sherochev arbo tfochim. If a board of 4 tvachim wide was put over the charitz to bridge the charitz, so then the halacha is they want to give him ma'arv and echad because the board is considered like a pesach. The chain base gezusta rois zu kineged zu. You have 2 balconies jutting out. Is ma'arv and shnayim. So we hear the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, the pshat and the mishnah. Rashi learns pshat that we have beis zusteroi. So if you'll have a neser rochav arba, some emele, so we'll have a din pesach. That's how Rashi learns. And Tosfos learns pshat that the mishnah means that if there is less than 4 tfochim between the 2 zusterois. Not speaking about with a nesa. If there's less than dalet tfochim between the 2 gzustarois, so just like a charitz less than dalet tfochim is not called a havdolet, the same way gzustarois, which are less than dalet tfochim apart, is considered that it could be ma'arvin echa. Chembe gzustarois zuken agazu ma'arvin shnaim, vimrotzo ma'arvin echa. Now we're going back when we're using a neser. We said we need a neser rochav dalid to create a pesach. But what if the neser is less than dalid? Ma'arv and shnayim ve'im ma'arv and echad because it doesn't have a teiras pesach. Now let us go down to the last 2 lines of the Yomud. Asis, we heard in the Mishnah that molei ofor eitzreiris. So the halacha is, that is ma'arvin echot. It is considered a stimen. Zuk the Gemara, v'afilu b'stomet. Afilu, he wasn't mevatel behedye, bepeh, that the offer in tzreiris should remain there. No, it's there. It's stomet. You have offer in tzreiris, v'aistois mistimes loshen ha-mishneh, that it is sufficient. Basnan, we learned, bayis shemilu teven oitzreiris. If you had a bayis, now in the bayis there was a mace. So, if there is a mace in a bayis, so we have a kule and a chumre. We have a kule that on top of the bayis, one is permitted to stand, because the bayis is a oil mapsik over the mace, so it is chaitzitz bifnei hatumen. We have a chumro, so let's say if you have in this bayis, you'll have kalim next to the mace. So even though the kalim are not touching the mace, but since both are on the same oihel, so memele, so the kalim will also mekabel to me. What is bayis emilu teven oitzreiris? They stuffed up the bayis with teven oitzreiris. So memele, now we don't have a musig of an oihel. There is no oil tefach, there's no oil pony over here because the bayis is stuffed up. So it says as follows. Ubitloi, if he was mevatel. If he was mevatel, the teven oitzreiris, that it should remain there. bottle. So then it becomes bottle. It's considered a steamer. And we consider we do not have an oihel anymore in this mokim. It is considered a tumah ritzutze, and the two previous halachas don't apply. The first halacha, we don't have any more an oihel chaytis, because you don't have a mokim ponui of a tefach al tefach to create an oihel. So if we don't have an oihel, so we have a klal tumah ritzutze by kas va'ile. And the second halacha, if we'll have kalim next to the tumah, the kalim will not become tumah because they are both not in the same oihel. But this only applies ubitloi. If he was mevatel the tzroire, so that it should remain there, there was a bitl bepe. Akashi says, bottle lehedye vamalesha kilnale. So then it becomes ois oyo. Ubitloi bottle, bitloi in, loi bitloi loi. But you need bitl in order to be mevatel the shame oyel. So lechayre, it's a kasha in our Mishnah weiss tachoyis that the metzias of offer or tzroiris is sufficient to create a steamer, and it's considered one chotzer, a filo without bitl. Bitlo ein loy, bitlo loy, and for the gemore, omar rabune, mantana oy holis, rabbi yoisi. That this Mishnah is going according to rabbi yoisi. That is true. Rabbi yoisi holds you need bitl. And the Tana of our Mishnah holds that it's considered a steamer, a filo without bitl. Frag the Gemara, I Rabbi Yossi, if it's going according to Rabbi Yossi, Ibchish Aminu Lai. Rabbi Yossi is the last one to say that you need bitl. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Rabbi Yossi, Oimel, Tevin, Ve'ein Osid Lefanoisoi. If a person put Tevin in a Oihel, Ve'ein Osid Lefanoisoi, He won't need this tevin anymore. He wasn't mevatel the tevin, it should remain there. But for all practical purposes, he does not need to take away this tevin. Hareyu kistam ofo. So this has the same aloha like stam ofo, and the aloha by both is ubotel. And it becomes bottle when it's ois oil. Ofo, v'osid lefan oisoi. Offer the osid lefanoise areyu kistam tevin veloy bottle. Offer that is oime to be taken away, that is a din of stam tevin veloy bottle. But on koponim we see Rabbi Yossi holds that offer stam offer is makes an ois oil. You don't need a beferish a bittle. So how could you say the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi? The Mishnah says tzroiris you have to be mevatel. So he can't say it's going according to Rabbi Yossi. Elo omar Rav Asi man tane erevin Rabbi Yossi. Takerte tane of our mission that holds offer stam without a bittel has a teira steam already. Takerte our mission is going according to that Rabbi Yossi in the Baraisa that holds that offer stam is also considered a bittel. Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua Omar Tume Ashabes Koromis. You're asking a stira between Tume and Shabbos. Hanach Iser Shabbos Tafilo Arniki Nami Mevatalinish. Eisis Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua says a very geshmak eteretz that there's a difference between Ofor and Tzreiris and Shabbos between Samazay Ofor in the middle of the week Lagabi Tume. Ofor in the middle of the week you have to be mevatel behedya. Ofer stam is also not sufficient. You have to be mevatel at behedya. Aber Shabbos, since one is not permitted to take away the ofer and tzoyres, it's muktzeh, so memele, that's equivalent keilu bitlei behedya. So memele, our Mishnah is speaking about Shabbos, so memele, so then ofer stam is also considered a miut, is also considered a steamer. Masha'en Kain, the Mishnah that is speaking about Hilchas Tum is not speaking about Shabbos, it's speaking about the middle of the week. So in the middle of the week, in order to consider the offer astime, we have to be mevatel behedya. Now from this teretz of the Gemara, the Rosh in Masechta Sukkah brings down a machlokes harishonim, the din bittel for How long do you have to be mevatalit in order to have a teiras stime and a teiras miyut? So we have the same din bittel legabi sukkah. For example, if the schach is lamaila miyasrim, and you go and you elevate the floor with teven or tzchoyres, so there's also a sukkah there that bittel will help that you'll be mamayit the cholol of the sukkah. So there it also says bittel helps. Now there's a machlokes harishonim. Rashi says you need a bittel l'shiva, that you need a bittel for kol yemei asukkes. The chayim say, what's the union of shiva? Because this, you need a sukkah aluya l'shiva, so you have to have that this sukkah should be a sukkah less than l'may l'mayesrim kol shiva. That's what you need a bittel l'shiva. And the Rosh brings down, there are Rishonim that hold, the Rashit is you need a bittel lo'oilom. A bittel l'shiva is not sufficient, you need a bittel lo'oilom. Now the same achloikis is by tume. What kind of a bittel do you need? So the Ran explains, according to the Rashit, you'll need a bittel lo'oilom. According to Rashi Shita, so you'll need a bittel kolzman shatumesham. That means if I expect the tumah to remain there for 2 days, so you need a bittel for 2 days. Kolzman, the tumah will be in this oihel, so I'm a vatel, the tavern or the tzcheres, that this should remain here for kolzman shatumesham. So we have here a machloikis orishoinim. So the Rosh in Sukkah brings a raya to Rashi Shita from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that, what did Ravasi say? Ravasi says, Tuma Shabbos Karomis Anich is a Shabbos Tafila Anich Inami Mevatel Inish. It's a bittel. Frektach the Rosh, the Anich is only a bittel for Shabbos, not a bittel lo'ilo. And from that wegen the Gemara names on for a Dover Poshit, that you only need a bittel for this man that it's negeya, the halachas, you don't need a bittel lo'ilo. So memela, so by tumah you need a bittel kozman shatumah sham, and by sukkah you'll need a bittel of shiva shimei sukkah. That's the Rosh's raya from our Gemara. Let us go a little further, then we'll see Rashi. Rav Ashi Omar, bayis acharitz karomis, you're asking a stira between a bayis and a charitz. Bishloim achiritz lemitaimekoi. Achiritz is oimet to be nistam. So since it's oimet to be nistam, so memele, so afilo ofal stam is also sufficient to be considered a stime. El abayis lemitaimekoi, but an abayis is not oimet to be nistam. So there you need a bittel behedye in order to consider that the oihel was nista. Zot Rashi. Vafilu bistome, de lo yodinan ishokil su iloi. I don't know if he's going to take it anymore. It's also sufficient. Bayesh etumas meis besoichoi. Umiluhu ofor eitzroirois ubitloi bebutl. So then it becomes mevutal. V'havi tumer ritzutzim she'ein lo oyel atzmo, does not have its own oyel. U'beikaz voilad lo rikia. V'amay lalagak tome. I think it would be better to be gairit b'chol tumer she'ein lo oyel tefach, because every tumer that does not have an oyel tefach, beikaz voilad lo rikia, yadama bebrochis bepeirik mishanese. Loi bit loi, loi bottle, loi bit loi, loi bottle. The aina tume, bekas la maila minagak. She yesh la oyo latsman. It's considered an oyo. It's not about the shame oyo. Rabbi Yossi hiu. Mishum da airi bo Rabbi Yossi, kin amrina la kamon nokit lo. That's what we'll see in Taisa. I think Rashi says the same like Taisa. I mean, it's a pella that he said is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is ichad the wrong address. Rabbi Yossi holds you do not need a bittel. He knew there was a Rabbi Yossi in this Indian. He didn't know exactly what Rabbi Yossi says. That's what Taisa says. I think Rashi means to say the same thing. Tevin milu tevin, v'yoydim onu she'ein tzorich loy. We know she'ein ay tzorich loy. Tevin ve'ein ay osid lefanoisoy. So what does ein osid lefanoisoy? We know that he doesn't need it anymore. He doesn't need this tevin. Mikol mokem loy bit loy befeyesh. Harei hu kistam ofo, ka'ofor she'ein onu yoydim im osid lefanoisoy loy. The stam a bottle. Amla Rabbi Yosi, offer stam bottle. Stam teven shein onu yoidem im yitztarech litloi, loi bottle. Offer ve yoidem onu sheyifnu, the lav stamahu, sarehu ki stam even, shein onu sarehu ki stam teven, shein onu yoidem im yifnu im lav, the stamah loi bottle. So the Gemara said, Hanach Isur Shabbos, ke goy mas nisen, even the over ain't a nittle be Shabbos. So since it's not nittle be Shabbos, stom a bottle, afilu arneki kis molei mois, bottle shom, is bottle. Avot tevin vikash, nittle machel behemes. So that's pshat the Mishnah. So it's offer its reiris is muktzis, automatically it's bottle. Masha'in came Tevin Vikash is not, is Tevin Vikash and it's Nito, so it's not bottle. Little Machel Behemah. Limit time, Mekoil Kastam off a bottle, Eva Filu Larabona. Bias Limit time, Mekoi, Bitmiya. Zog Toysfis. Vosnan, Bias, Shemilu, Tevin, Oitzreirois, Ubitloi bottle. We learned a Mishnah that the Tevin Etzreiris, when you are mevatel it, then it becomes bottle. Kachi agilse b'chol asvorim, b'chein pirishach. So the Gemara is bringing down a Mishnah that says this Loshen, that Tevin Etzreiris u'bitloi bottle. V'ri oimer, dahi Mishnah v'mesecha seholis. This Mishnah is in Mesecha seholis, but we don't have such a nusach in our Mishnah. Two differences we have. Number one, the ain kosov sham tevin. Doesn't say there tevin. Ela offer eitzreiris. That's one difference. It says offer eitzreiris that he was mevatel. Legoris nami hosom ubit loy bottle. That we also don't have there. Vahochi ise hosom. Bayish shemilu offer eitzreiris ubit loy. Chen kri shel tvuay gal shel tzreiris, afilu ke gali shalochem, afilu tume bitzat keilim, tume bekas veilu, tume bekas v'yeredes, there's no din oil, and therefore the keilim atoil. So that is argus in the Mishnah. V'ashas mevi'ei bekaitzel. That the Ashas did not bring down the exact lotion of the Mishnah. It's only a kitzer of the Mishnah. Chinderach Ashas bekama mekaymis. Ve'ein loimel dahach demaisi hi beraise. We'll say no. That the Gemara is bringing a beraise. Hach demaisi, this is a beraise. And there we have such a nusach taka b'ayishim lo tevin oitzreiris a bit lay bottle, and in the Mishnah we have taka a different lotion. Ein lahavi beraisa kimin shiochel lahavi a Mishnah. So kochoch this is this Mishnah, but the Gemara was mishana the lotion. Umasha oimas of this is the Mishnah. Now Taisus has two problems. Umasha oimah bepeirikama de sukkah tevin ve'ein osid lefanoisoi. V'ofor stam machloikis Rabbi Yosi v'rabbonon. Tatevin v'ein osid lefanoisoi. According to the rabbonon, it is no good. Af al gav dibemas nisin doi holis le'ayli rabbonon midi betevin. Where do we see that the rabbonon spoke about tevin? Mikol mokem zektachtaisis, mikol shkein da ofer shemin in the boy bittel. So that's not kasha, even though the Mishnah in Neholis is speaking about ofer, but it says ofer. Ofer is only good if you're mevatel the ofer. So tevin can't be better than ofer.
So therefore, the Gemara said for Dova Poshe, Tevin Bein Osir Lefanoisoi is not good according to the Chachomim. Or for Stam is not good according to the Chachomim, because it says in our Mishnah that you need Bittel by Ofo, and Kolsh can by Tevin. Period. So that's why the Gemara in Sukkah can say, according to the Chachomim, Tevin Bein Osir Lefanoisoi is Bittel. And it's no good. Now, the Gemara in Sukkah says another word. The Gemara says that Tevin Ubitloi will help according to the Chachamim. Now, L'chayre, how do you know this? Our Mishnah only says, Ofer Utschayre she Bitloi helps. Maybe Tevin Bechlau doesn't help even Bitloi. Maybe say, Botlo Daita Yetzel Kalodom. People are not Mevatel Tevin to be a steamer from a Noyel. So he says, it's also no problem. Shapa Sheminim Mikoshkein Dekri Detvue De Mahani Bittel. If it says in the Mishnah that a Kri Detvue Mahani Bittel, Sabadi Givis, Tevin will help Bittel. A Gavuche from that din, that Kri Detvue helps Bittel, so the Ran in Sukkah brings a raya that you only need a din bitl kozman shatumisham. Because if you'll say you need a bitl lo'ilam, he says, it's sicha botla daite eitzel kol odom, that a person should be mavatl a kriya of tvua forever, it should remain there. But al koponim, so that's what Taisva says. So the nusach ha-mishnah is the way it says in Eiholis. And the two halachis that the Gemara mentions in Sukkah, that Tevin Shein Osir Lefanoisoi will not help, and Tevin Ubitloi will help, these both halachas we can derive from the Mishnah that we have, because Tevin is a Kolshkein from Ofer, Madach Ofer needs Bittel, Tevin Abadagivis needs Bittel, and that Bittel will help by Tevin is a Kolshkein from Krisho Tvua. V'hode komar hosom Ofer Stam Machloikis Rabbi Yosi V'Rabbon. Ofer Stam, Machlekes Rabbi Yosi V'Rabbona. So if the Raya is from our Mishneh, so the our Mishneh by Stois, that you need Bittel by Ofer. You need Bittel by Ofer. So why does the Gemara say according to the Rabbonon, Ofer Stam is no good? The Gemara should have said a bigger Rebusa. A fellow Ofer Veina Osi Lefanoisai is also no good. That's Tosfos Kasha. Ho de komar hosam ofer stam achloikes Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbonon avamotzi lemeimanami ofer ve'einosi lefanoisoi is also no good according to the Chachamim. The boho nami pligi Rabbonon v'omri deloi botu, because he said he need a bitl behedye. Elim kem bitloi ve'einosi lefanoisoi lofainu bitloi. Einosi lefanoisoi does not mean he was mevatlet behedye. The way Rashi says he need bitl bepeh. In Osul Fanoise means he has no intentions of taking it away, but there was no bitl bepeh. Al mishum Rav Yosi noket ofer stam v'leichosh laharich lemin ketavai. He says, the ofer stam is a revuse de Rav Yosi, the fila ofer stam is bottle. Ofer shein osid lefanoise is a revuse in the chachomim that it is not bottle. So he didn't want to speak about two cases. So Chavton Ofer Stam to tell me the Revusa, the Rav Yosi, that a fellow Ofer Stam becomes bot. Man Tana Oiholois, Rav Yosi. So Taisvis, Afal Pi Shloi Hoyo Yoidea Bereisesu. He didn't know this Bereise, the Komaisi. Because if he would know the Bereises, he couldn't say that the mission is going according to Rav Yosi, because Rav Yosi says, Klo, that Ofer Stam is bot. We don't need Bittel by Ofer. No, Rabbi Yosi spoke about that Mishnah. Exactly what Rabbi Yosi said, if he was choylik on the Mishnah, masking to the Mishnah, he didn't know. But he knew there was a Rabbi Yosi on that Mishnah, so Memele, he thought the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi. Later he found out there's not a Rabbi Yosi on the Mishnah, but Rabbi Yosi is choylik on the Mishnah. Yeah, Gavni, Ikebe Kama, the Yumigabi man, Tane Tomid, Rab Shimon Isha Mitzpi. Harei hu kistam ofer ubotl. So Rabbi Yosi holds that Tevin she'enoi osid lefanoisoi is like stam ofer ubotl. And what happens? Betume boikas voil, so it's bottle, so you don't have a oil, you have a tume ritzutze, betume boikas voil, kedektoni bi oiholis. Bim toima, vorab yoisi kesovo, betume tmune eina boikas, rab yoisi himself holds, that if you have a dovo hachoitzitz bein hameis, and the person who's mal over him, even though the dover achaitzitz is less than a tefach from the maize, so it's a tumet mune, there's no oil bein hameis, there's no oil tefach bein hameis between the dover achaitzitz. Af al pikein, Rabbi Yossi holds that this dover is chaitzitz bifnei hatumet. For Rabbi Yossi kosovar the tumet muno, a tumet that is covered, even though there's no oil tefach, ainay beikas beperik ha'oil varoitev. The Koma Rabbi Yossi says in Chulin, chavilei hamite usrigei hachaloines, shepirshu alpnei hameis ba'avir. Let us just see the Perish Chai, we'll get a little idea of what we're speaking about. Perish Chai is, page 164, picture 59, that you have here, we see there's a mace that's on the bottom, and on top of the mace we have a type of a screen, or that's chavilei hamitos rigei achaloines, so you have a mesh material that that over the mace. So it says, the Gemara in Chulin says as follows, the Koma Rabbi Yossi, Chavilei Hamito Osrigi Achaloinois, Shepirshu Alpnei Hameis, Ba'avir, it's over the mace, Hanoigeya Sheloi Kineged Haneket, if someone will touch Sheloi Kineged Haneket, that's the base, so he'll touch that which is shaloi keneged hanekef, toyer. He's toyer. So what does that mean? That those chavilim, those rigim, are choitzitz bifnei atumet. If he's negeya keneged hanekef, so mamela, so there's nothing choitzitz, so mamela, then the tumet goes up in the ave keneged hanekef, babari nekef. Oh, but shaloi keneged hanekef is toyer. So Mamela, so Rabbi Yossi himself holds, does not hold Bechlal the din of Tumah Ritzutze. A Tumah Ritzutze, a Tumah Tumun is also Chaitzitz. So what's the difference if it's your bottle, Nish bottle, if it has a shame oil, if it has a shame Ritzutze, Abba Benkach or Benkach, the Tumah will not be Bekeya Ba'ila. Toimeri, the Mikol Mokim, Einachanami, Legabi, the Din Bekeya Va'oila, there's no nafkamine. Aba Mikol Mokim, Mahani Bittel, the Inyan, Shaloyovo, Itume, the Kalem, Shabbatzidai, that is the nafkamine. If we have, let us look at picture 58. He says, if you have the mace, then you have a Kalem, Shabbatzidai. So Memele, so if it has a shame oil, so then the Keli Shebetzidoi is Mekabel Tumah from the oil. If it doesn't have a shame oil, so Memele, so the Keli Shebetzidoi is toil. So that is the Nafkamina. Phil, according to Rabbi Yossi, so even though it won't be Beikas Ba'ila, Abba Le'idach Gise, the Keli Shebetzidoi will not become Tomei, since the awful Stam is Mavkia, the shame oil. Oh, the Omer Rabbi Yossi be Perik Hayoshon, bim koimoi hoyoimed umemalei mimnei kever atahoim. Let us look at picture 60 that we have when they were memalei mayim for mechatos. So the person who was memalei wanted to be nizer from any type of tumah. So therefore, he put a wide platform on top of the shoyer. And we see that he went and he shepped the water to be sure that he wasn't mahil over the tahim. He said, "Wachayish for tumas tahim, wachayish maybe underneath the water, in the underneath the karkois the karka, there's a mace nikbar there. So we're chayish, maybe there's a mace, and it'll become tummy. So therefore, there was an oil chaytzitz. The platform was chaytzitz b'fnei ha-tumim. So according to Rabbi Yossi, tumis ha-tahoim, that means we're afraid, and the karkois ha-tahoim, there's a mace there, but that is a tumet t'mune. It is covered with earth. So Rabbi Yossi holds that tumet t'mune is not pekeyav oila. So why, according to Rabbi Yossi, do we need this platform? If there's any mace in the karkois ha-tahoim, it won't be pekeyav oila. And for Tosfos Ein Dafke bekever, a kever is boikeya v'oila. Tichsiv kro oy bekever. We learn out from this pasuk shamay lala kever tomei. That's a besondere din from kever. Avol ba'al mekisava Rabbi Yosi de'enoy bekas v'toy. But all over, if you have something covering the mace, a tumet t'mune. So then Rabbi Yossi holds, this is chaytzitz b'fnei ha-tumim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Nosan olav neser sheroi chivdalet. We had in the Mishnah, if you have a charitz, which is omek yud and roch chivdalet, so it's ma'ar v'shnai. If you put a neser sheroi chivdalet that bridges the gap, so me'mele, then it could be ma'ar v'nech. Sarove said, when do you need a nesa that is rochev dalid leishonu elishanosan lerochboy? If he put this nesa going in the direction of the reichev of the charitz, avala olkoi, but if this nesa is going with the length of the charitz, afilu kol shuhunami, afilu the reichev of the Neser is a koshu, it will also be good, sherei miyatoi midalad, because he was memayit, the roichev acharitz, it's not dalad anymore. So, let us see, the case of, let's say, page 162, that's saying it's when the Neser is going l'rochboy, it's going in the direction of the roichev, wants to bridge the gap of the charitz. So then you need a neser rochov dalet. But if the neser is going le'olkoi, let's look picture 61. So in picture 61, it is going together with the oirech of the charitz. So if you'll have a neser with a roichiv koldehu, but it is oruch dalet for him. So in this mokim of the neser we have here, so it comes out that the reichev acharitz in this mokim is less than dalet vachim, because you can walk on this neser, and from the neser to the other side, there's less than dalet vachim. So this is where we have a pesach from one chotzer to the other chotzer, and here it is sufficient that it has, as long as it's an oirech dalet, even though you have a reichev kolshu. Zogt Rashi. Lo ishanu de boi neser dalet, elo shanosnei l'roch boi. O kai shel daf, the length of the daf is going l'roichev acharitz. Misofe l'sofe, ka ein geshe, like a brick. Avo l'o kai shanosnei l'o kai shel charitz. Daf dalet oirech, but if he put in the length of the charitz, daf dalet. Oirech, al gabi yisaydes eitzel svosoi, sosom ktsas roichev acharitz. So he was soisim a little the roichev of the charitz, mi atoi, mi dalet. So in this mokim there's not a roichev dalet. Afilu kolshu, shahoi so daf kitzore, it was a narrow daf. Afilu ein elo ke etzbat, it's a roichev etzbat, rei mi atoi le roichev acharitz. He was memayit reichav acharitz miyarbo b'meshech mides ha-pesach. So we have, the sheer pesach is dalet tvochim. So in dalet tvochim, we have an area that is not rochav arbo. U'masnissen rochav dalet tzna.
The Mishnah says that the chit has to be Rochav Dalet. So if we have in one Mokim that it's not Rochav Dalet, so that gives this Mokim at Teres Pesach from one Chotzer to the other Chotzer. Look to Gemara weiter. V'chein shtei gzuste rois zu kineged zu. We hear in the Mishnah, shtei gzuste rois zu kineged zu. So again, we have here, let's first learn the way Rashi learned Pshat in the Mishnah. Rashi learned Pshat in the Mishnah. Shtei gzuste rois zu kineged zu, so one can put a neser rochav dalet between the two gzuste rois, to connect the two gzuste rois. Agavuche, the Mishnah Berurah says, this roch, neser roch of Dalet has to be kavua to the Gzusta Rois, because if it's a dover anitl, so it won't help. But, so if you'll have this neser roch of Dalet, it will be ma'ar v'nechad. Omarove. Let us see the Bach skills. Oh, this nan, v'chein shtei Gzusta Rois. That's davke zu keneged zu in. That is davke zu keneged zu. Shaloi keneged zu, but what if one is not opposite the other? Mizula maila mizuloi. But if one is not opposite the other, or one is higher than the other, so then it will not help. Now the Gemara says, and that's what I said, these two halachas, that shaloi keneged zu, there's a difference of three tvochim. So the Mishnah Berurah learns, he says, we said that the two gzusta rois have to be mechuvin one connected the other, the same height. So, if they're not the same high teignish, or they have to be mechuvin one connected the other, one should not be pushed away from the other. So all these two halachas is only no good when you have a richuk of gimel tvachim b'nein. If you have a richuk of less than gimel tvachim, I consider ki'ilu they're mechuvin sai. In the mechuvin, say one connected the other, and the say I don't consider the one is lamaila from the other. That means even though we're still speaking about that there's dalet fochim in between the two gzusterois, but we're speaking about that doesn't matter. We're speaking about now, we said that the heights have to be mechuvin, or they have to be mechuvin one next to the other. So we said mechuvin does not mean exactly mechuvin. We are given a borderline of till three tvachim, a little less than three tvachim is also sufficient. If it is three tvachim or more, so then a nesa will not help. Now let us see Rashi. Zu shaloi keneged zu. So what is the type zu shaloi keneged zu, which is no good? Shahoisa zu boiletes lershus arabim, yoiser mechavoto, loisagi lohu beneser arbo. Now Rabbi Kivege was medayik from this loshen. Let us look first at page 163. Page 163, we have here two pictures. We have a picture 54 and picture 55. Picture 54, the two gzusta rois, is one is opposite the other and the street is in the middle. Picture 55, both are on the same side of the street. Now, Rashi, Rabbi Kivege's medayik from Rashi, that Rashi learned that the case was like in picture 55. There's been missing two diyukim. Number one, Rashi in the Mishnah seems to say like this. Rashi says, shtei gzusta rois, nisoyim boltem misfastikir salilo shusarab. The koyrim loy al devar bim yeshnon zu eitzel zu, one next to the other b'shtei aliyos or shnei diyorim nosan neser rochav dalet min gesh mizul zu avinami pesach. So the loshen Rashi here also seems to be mashmeh that it's this picture zu eitzel zu. Now we say that what if it's zu? If it's zu shaloi keneged zu, so Rashi says, what's the type zu shaloi keneged zu? שהויסה זו בילטת לשוס הרב יסה מחב אותו, לסגילו בנסר ארבו. So Rashi, let's look to see a picture 62. So Rabbi Kivege learns Pshat in Rashi, picture 62, that's a type, Zu Sheloike Neged Zu, that one is boiled, picture 62, that one is boiled more in the Rishus Arabim than the other one. That is the case. So that's called Zu Sheloike Neged Zu, because one is boiled more. Rabbi Kivege asks, he doesn't understand Rashi. He says, Afilu, was geht mir on, that gesustere Aleph is boiled more than Shusarab than gesustere Beit, but you can connect gesustere Aleph with gesustere Beit in the Mokim where they're shoving. So what's geht mir on that this is boiled more? That's Rabbi Kivege's kashi. He doesn't understand Rashi. He has here another picture in the Perish Chaim, picture 63, that the Nachal Orevim said a different shot in Rashi. Also, that's both on the same side. But the one is boiled more than the other, but it is speaking in such a case that they're not mechuvin at all. That means that the bias that the Gzustere is attached on, so this bias is this bias juts out, and automatically the Gzustere juts out. So Memele v'zu shaloike neged zu, you cannot make a neser to be mechaber the two Gzusterois. This is al koponim how Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara. Lulei divrei Rashi, you learn pshat. Let us look at picture 56. Picture 56 is Zu Shaloike Neged Zu. Zu Shaloike Neged Zu is there on two sides of the Shus HaRabim. And that's the case of Zu Shaloike Neged Zu, picture 56. That's the type Zu Shaloike Neged Zu, that you have to put that this is no good. This is no good. Zu Shaloike Neged Zu. Now, by Emerson, in this picture 56, Taisvis asked Akasha, why is it no good? If you're putting a Nesel there, why is it Taki no good? If the whole Mishnah is speaking about that it helps with a Nesel, so what's the Shlech to put a Nesel this way? That was Taisvis Kasha. And therefore Taisvis learned that the Tziv Gzuster is speaking about that is less than Dalet Fochim between the Gzusteris, and Zu Keneged Zu, one can walk over, and Zu Shaloi Keneged Zu, even though there's less than Dalet Fochim, it's a little risky to walk over, so maybe it was Ma'av and Shnai. But Taisus asks, according to Rashi, that we're speaking about with a Nesel, so what's wrong if you have a Nesel in a Zu Shaloi Keneged Zu? And this kasha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down two terutzim. One teretz, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that in order to connect the two gzusterois, you have to have the nesa, which is the pesach, bekeren zovis. So since it's not the shteger, a pischa bekeren zovis loy ovid inish, that's not the shteger, so memele, a Pesach that's oichel tu ruchais, a person does usually not make. So memele, this nesa cannot get a teres Pesach. That's one teretz the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and another teretz the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that since it's slanty, it's a little scary also to tightrope over, even though it's a nesa of dalet tfochim, to walk over this nesa. So therefore, that's the lomdus of zu shaloi keneged zu. Ein ben zu lezu gimel, ein rechoike zu mizu shloisha. So then, zayin richok and zayin oimek in goiva, then it will be good. Zogt Mishne weiter. Mitven shebein shtei chatzeres. Let us look at picture 66. Mitven shebein shtei chatzeres kavoya asorat vochem. You have two chatzeres, and you have a pile of tevin that is mafsik between the two chatzeres. Mitven shebein shtei chatzeres kavoya asorat vochem. Ma'arven shnayim, So me meila, these two chatzeres are ma'arben shnayim ve'ein ma'arben echot. There's a machitza that's mabdul b'nei. Eilu ma'achilin mikan. Now, each one is permitted to eat, the behemoths are permitted to eat from the mitzvah. Ve'eilu ma'achilin mikan. Nismayit ha'teven me'asorat vochem. What if in the middle of the week, the goiva of the teven became less than asorat tochem. The whole goiva of the teven is less than asorat tochem. So now we don't have any dova. We don't have a mechitza mavdelas bein bezach atzeres. Is ma'al v'nechot. So then it's only good. So it's poritz b'milui one chotz to the other chotz is ma'al v'nechot bein ma'al v'nshnayim. Zot Rashi, mitven godi shel teven umafsik al pnei roichav kol achatzeres. Machilin min ha teven lebehem. Don't you allow to give? You allow to give the behemoth to eat from the teven? What's the chiddush? Leich hashin and dulme mame teven miyut. Maybe the teven will get lower. It was yud vochem. So maybe the teven will get lower than yutvochim, and what'll be then in Shabbos? So then it will become one big reshus. Ba'osri adodi, and so maybe then it'll be also each one will last on the other one. Bloy maski adatayun, they won't realize it or metal to. That are less than Yutvachim. Then we'll have a pirtz in the mechitz, and then it will last. So Rashi says, Loho leichashin. So we're not afraid. The afilu imit, afilu the mitven will become shorter, will become less than Yutvachim. Eloi have a miyut of ne'eser ames v'yosef. You don't have a miyut of more than 10 ames, loyosri. So they won't ask, Dohat Eser Pischa have it. Till 10 Amis is considered a Pesach. Ve'ein behemim ma'etes kol kach be'achilos o b'shabes echot. So in one Shabbos a behemim should eat so much that more than 10 Amis of this mitven will become less than 10 tfochim yinat chayish. Nismayit ha-teven al kol achot b'meshach yidames v'oi. Is ma'al v'nechot im nismayet b'chayil, so a meila then is ma'al v'nechot. Omar Rav Hunis says that what we said, that machilin mikan, eilu machilin mikan, veilu machilin mikan, Omar Rav Hunis, ubulvad shelo yitain l'seich kuposi v'yachil, so trashi shelo yitain b'yodayim, he should not take off b'yadayim. Now, what's wrong with taking off b'yadayim? So, Rashi, two mahalchim. Mahalch number one. Vilma shokel tuve. He might take off a lot. Umamit lei me'asore. And he'll make this whole mitvan less than asore. V'kom metaltul b'chotzer ha'oso. Roshash makes it. No, be metaltul in a chotzer that is also. Because if he takes off, if he takes off a lot, so he can whittle down this whole mechitza that'll become, the whole mechitza will be less than 10 for him. So memeila, so then be metal to bechotze also. Umachilin diktoni, the Mishnah says you're allowed to be machu, the masnisin shabehema bovoi chelas. The behema itself is eating. For hosam lechashina ledil memamit. The behema won't go and trim off the whole koisel to make a pirtze more than 10 amis. The behemah koli yochla, behemah eats a little at a time. So memele, so that's what Rav Hunis is saying. Rav Hunis is saying that Odom is not permitted to be machil the behemahs in Shabbos, because by an Odom we can be afraid that the whole mechitza will become bottle. Mashen ke by a behemah. That's one pshat in Rashi. Lishna achine lo yitain l'soich kuposoi. Mishum de mukze me asme le mechitzezu. A different mahalach. That he's not permitted to take biyodayim this tevin, because us hukze me asme le mechitzezu. It was hukze to become a mechitze. So memele, it's like dachye biyodayim. So memele, so he's not allowed to take it off al tzmukze. Now before we go further, let us see the Rosh. The Rosh is chaylik on these two timim of Rashi. The Rosh is it's Oisvav. The Rosh is Oisvav and Perik Chaloyim. Perish Rashi, Shelo Yitain, Lesoich Kuposa Bishabis, Tume Shokil Tuve, Mamitlo, Makamatalto Bachotza Ha'osa. That's the correct Gilson Rashi. He might take off too much. The Kashalon, the Ravune Sviralei, the Mechitze Amavsekes, Benchtecha Tseiris. Ravuna holds, if you have a Mechitze that was Mavsek Benchtecha Tseiris, And therefore, it was ma'arvin shnayim, the nifritze b'shabbos, and in Shabbos, the mechitze became nifritz, for omar Shabbos hoyol v'hutra hutra. So the Rosh Hashita is, that according to Rav Hunem, he will say in this case, it's debatable, but one of that's the Shita's Rosh, you say hoyol v'hutra hutra. Since betchilas ha-Shabbos, the Erev helped for each one, was ma'arvin shnayim, so mele we say hoyol v'hutra hutra. So on this kasha, the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz brings a very geshmaka teretz. He says as follows. We once mentioned this svara before, that the whole lomdus of hoyl v'hutra hutra is pshat, is that be'emesin it was oimid betchilas ha-Shabbos, that there would be a mechitze that's mavdol ben ha-chatzeres kol ha-Shabbos. You have such a mechitze. So memeila, so if you have such a mechitza, so memeila, it's ma'al and shnayim. In the middle of Shabbos, a hurricane came or something else came, it was mevatel the Torah's mechitza. So memeila, we say, since betchilas Shabbos, it was oimid to be mutter for the whole Shabbos, so we say the heter remains, even though now we don't have the sibis heter, because the mechitza was nittel. But if you have a mechitza that's oimid to become shorter in Shabbos, so memele, so you don't never say hoyl v'hutra, that mechitz is never matter for a whole Shabbos, because it's oimid to become shorter in Shabbos. So it's never, you don't say hoyl v'hutra. That's what the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz says. So memele, that's what the Gemara means. If the person will be permitted to take off from the mitzvah in Shabbos, so then this mechitz was oimid to become the smayit in Shabbos. So then there's no din of hoyl v'hutra. That's how the Bnei Peretz emphasizes the Rosh's kash. And the second Loshen of Rashi, the Rosh also doesn't like, but Loshen Acha Pirish, Lo Yitain L'Soich Kuposai, Mishum D'Muktzuhu Me'esme L'Mechitzezu. It was Hukze, but it's Hukze to be a Mechitze. V'Kashelon, L'Hukze L'Oilom L'Mechitze. That was Hukze to be a Mechitze. L'Shayich Muktze Ela B'Suke Shanoflo, Oy bebaye shenofal shemetchile nasa l'shem mechitze gam hoy yemukze bein hashmoshes mishem stires oyel the kovnasanos mevayer, either there's a hukze l'mitzve by suke or there's a mukze of stires oyel by bayis, but over here we don't have any of these in yonim. So memele, so the Rosh does not like Rashi's pshat. That means there's no, both of the pshotim, puskeik mir'on, that'll become smaller in Shabbos, we'll say hoyl v'hutra, and there's no muktzah over here, it was never put up to be a mechitze. V'nire li leforesh, eilu machilen mikan, ve'eilu machilen mikan, that what it says in the Mishnah machilen, the b'chol koma. It's speaking about b'chol. Now let's just skip, he goes on the Gemara further, which as yet we didn't learn. So let's skip around the three lines, or four lines. V'koma ravune bovach le'yitem l'seich kuposoi lechel b'chol. That in the middle of the week, he should not put l'seich kuposoi. Now what's wrong in the middle of the week to put the sech kaposa. He zukta rosh azay. Vada he boilis lukei kuli bebas achas. In the middle of the week, he'll want to take apart his whole mitzvah, and he wants to take away the whole mechitza, motzi misalikle, then there's no problem whatsoever. Avalo yidin l'seich kupe v'yachol ma'at ma'at, dilme ma'amit lei, maybe he'll shorten the height of the mechitza, me'asore be'erev Shabbos somach l'chasheche, if he'll be permitted to chepe, to be memayit, this mechitza, to be memayit this mechitze erev during the week, so might be memayit the whole mechitze erev Shabbos amachlach sheichem. For lav adatei, for kametalto b'Shabbos b'chotzer asure. Here's the case: we don't have hoyel v'hutra hutra. That means so the emerson the lomdis is the way Rashi says. If the behem is eating it, so there's nothing to be afraid of that the whole that you'll be mevatel the whole mechitze. You lose a teres mechitza, but if he's the one that is being machel the behemet heaven, so he might go and be macked in the mechitza more than a shir of 10 amis, and he won't realize that he doesn't have a mechitza anymore. There'll be metaltel beiser in Shabbos. So that's how the Rosh learns Pshat in our Gemara. So now let's see the Gemara. Amar Ravuna, Bavachel, Yitil, Seich, Kuposa, V'yachel. Period. Frek the Gemara, Ula, Ukmi, Shori. But he's not allowed to give the behemoth. But to bring the behemoth there and the behemoth will eat, that is permissible. Frek the Gemara, Amar Ravuna, Amar Rabbi Hanin, Mamid Odom es behemte al gabi asabim b'shabes, Mamid Odom es behemte al gabi mukze b'shabes. A person is not allowed to be Mamid behemte al gabi mukze, since mukze is a darabonon, so we are afraid that since he's there already, he might be Messiah b'yodayim. Let us see Rashi. V'oma alukmi behemte al atevin k'day lechol shoy, v'gazrini dol meshokol b'yodayim v'sofi lo. We're not afraid by bringing the behemoth there, he might assist the behemoth. It's not true. He won't be oikel asab. Is achinami kiv nisura darabon anudike. Over here there's also a nisura darabon, either mukze or chashash aces. That'll be mamet the koisa lesson asore. So memela, let us be afraid. If he brings the behemoth to eat it, he might go and assist the behemoth. And then we might end up with isurim. And for the gemore, the koim lo ba'apo. The koyim be apo zokt Rashi masnisen lav the mukim lo alo biyadai. He doesn't bring the behemoth to the mitzvah. Ela koy be ape shloi teilech be mukim achel ve iyoz lo va ochlo ve kulahai. So since he didn't even bring the behemoth there, it was only goyrim that the behemoth should go there, so then they weren't goyzer that he'll be messiah. The koim lo ba'apa v'ozlo. So Taisus, v'im toimar, im kain ma'ir yedinoket rabunu shlo yiten l'seich kuposoi, v'yachel, given the osar afilu lahamida apa gav doloi metalto. You're not allowed to be mamad either. If you just said this is lehavi yedina, my time. I wouldn't know why it's osa. That means he has to tell us the yisota isel, that there's an isel to take off from the matter. Hil kachash meinin sheosa litan l'seich kuposay. Mishum dul memifres v'lava daite, the first pshat in Rashi, the Rosh's pshat. O memeile yadinin da osa lahamid. So memeile he had to tell you the yisota isel. And then the prota is I can figure out by myself. Frech the Gemara.
V'lo yitein l'soich kuposay tevet. So what are you telling me? That l'mais it's also be a dime to be machel. V'osan yabayi shebein shtei chatzeirois. There was a bayi shebein shtei chatzeirois. Let us look in the Perish Chaim. Picture 68. There's a bayi shebein shtei chatzeirois. Bayi shebein shtei chatzeirois. Umilu teven, there were milu teven, is ma'alvin shnayim, ve'ein ma'alvin echod. Zen noisen l'seich kuposo v'yachol, v'zen noisen l'seich kuposo v'yachol. She permitted to take from the teven. Nismayit ha-teven me-yutvochim, but what if it became less than yutvochim shneim asurim? So then both of them are not permitted to use the bayits, because it's poritz, it's poritz one for the other. Shneim asurim keitzad wayisen noyel es beisoi, umevatel es rishusoi, hu osa v'chaveire mutam. Let's look at picture 69. You have a guv shel teven. So Rashi learns it's a boy. It's a boy that's full of teven, and it's between two trumei shabbos. You're in base trumei shabbos. Who's allowed to take? Each one is allowed to take from the guv, and he's not chayish. Maybe he will take from chutz l'tru. Al koponim. But let's get back to the first halacha. Tani mi is a nice and l'seich kuposa v'yachol. And for the Gemara, Omri, I'll tell you a teretz, bayis, given the ike tikre, since a bayis has a tikre, ki mifches, so when it's going to start getting low, minkere le milse. So he'll chap that this, he has the height in front of him. That means till now it's reached the tikre. Now he's taking it off, so that will be ma'irahim, could be I don't have a mechitza anymore, because from the distance from the mechitza to the tikra, he realizes that the mechitza became niskaten, so mameli won't come to a michshol. Hocher leiminkerei milse. But by us, we do not have something to measure the height. We are not whispering about a chotza. With a mitzvah shebein shtei chatzeres, so he has nothing to be ma'orer him that the goiva of the mitzvah became shorter. So here we were goizer, he might take off too much and he'll be carrying be'issa. Now let us see Rashi. Bayi shebein shtei chatzeres u'shnei batim b'shtei chatzeres psuchim loy. Keitzad hu oise lahatamies es ha'echod noyel es beisei ha'pesuach lo oisei bayis umevatel es reshusei lakama poich talti lomali mi'ile ubit hu oise lohitzi mi oisei bayis the bayis he was mevatel, that's the middle bayis lachotzer shaloi shrei bitl reshusei v'chol ha'bayis kechotzer acheresu. It's like this bayis is like, I think, like Yenem's chotzer. Beguf shebein shnei tchumi shabbos boi rochav lachnis boi tev im bein shnei tchumim u chet shebitchum yirzu vechet shebitchum yirzu eilu noitlum boichlum mitoich tchumim biyonte vechein eilu vein choyshe shishem eilu yikru min ha-tchum ha-sheinim. So the Gemorans is given the ikar tikro nikar shegag ha-godish misrachek min ha-tikre. So then you can deken that the top of the godish is getting further away from the tikra, so you realize it. So you'll chap that I lost my mechitze, but you have the tikra will remind you that the godish became lower. That's according to the first pshat. Ulolishne de mukze nami. Ein also mishum mukze ele miyud olamata. Chol me asor olamayla lav tzeich mechitzi.
So the pashtus from Rashi would seem that the whole Iser Netilas Mukze, Rashi said of Psalomdes, that it was miyuchid for a mechitze. So it's yichtay le mechitze, so mamele it's mukze. So Rashi says, whatever the goiva that you need for Torah's mechitze, that means still yud for him, so mamele, so that's nisyachid for a mechitze, so you're not allowed to take it. Masha'enkein, over yud tvochim, since it's not a tzorech mechitze, so memele, so you're allowed to take. So memele, so lechere, that it's weiter the same teretz. So if there's a tikre, so be able to chap that what's happening, that got lower, and how much lower it got. Avo mas nisen, de koi mitven bechotze, so a mele here they asked because here he might take lamata miyud also. The chenad lotzi toisus chenad tamoitz beguv shal teven perish bekuntros guv boir leishayich boir gabi teven v'yesh meforshim loshen kash v'gavovo. So speaking, it's a loshen gavovo eistis. That's a gavovo shal teven. It means al kaponim eistis a psapayel of teven.